Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to High Plains Outdoors today. I'm coming to you from the porch of my little cabin out behind the house here. Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wysoon, is our guest today. Larry and I have a chance to hunt together several times during the year, and on my Catfish Radio show, Larry is a regular. Larry, thank you for being with us, buddy.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled to be with you. I mean, we're sitting out on the verge of all the hunting season. Their season has already started in some of the western states and farther north. And this year, one of the hunts I'm really looking forward to is I drew a permit in our hunting license. I've got a hunting license, but I drew a deer tag, I guess I should say, in Kansas.
I know.
I've hunted there before in the past, and I cannot wait to get back up there.
Oh, man. I tell you, Kansas. And most of our listeners High Plains Public Radio, Kansas is most definitely in the heart of our listenership. But man, I've hunted up there actually the last 2 years. I won't have a chance to get there this year, but there's something special about hunting on one of those big old farms up there in Kansas. And what's special about it is the big deer, Larry. I know you've had a chance to hunt Kansas in the past too, haven't you?
I have. I've been able to hunt kind of central part of Kansas and take a couple of really nice deer there during the muzzleloader seasons in years past. One that just barely missed Boone Crockett, and then a couple of years ago, I hunted up in that very northwest corner. I think that's Unit 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Drew a permit up there and shot an absolutely fantastic typical 11-point buck. After watching a whole bunch of others for several days, that we'd actually ended up doing it for one of our DSCs, Trailing the Hunter's Moon TV show, and that buck just barely missed Boone and Crockett. This time I permit there in Unit 17. I understand from friends of mine that have hunted that area in the past. They tell me too. There's some really big bucks, and that this is a really good area as well too. So I can't wait to load up my Ruger rifle with some horny ammo and be hidden that way for too very long.
I tell you, one thing that I did learn about Kansas, you know, and especially in archery season, we were up there bow hunting, you know, and I know you'll be using your Ruger rifles, but when that bow season, it was coincided with a lot of the grain harvesting, it can be very, very challenging during that time. But during the rut, when you're going to get to be up there, that grain will be cut, and those old deer ought to be coming in and out of those creek bottoms. And I mean, it is a chance to harvest a Boone and Crockett right up in there. You know, that's, well, being a biologist and all, I know you've studied the whitetail all over the country, Larry, but I know for a fact that, you know, Kansas, it's a good spot to go to nail a big one, isn't it?
It really is. I, one of the things I screwed up on over my career is years and years and years ago, I had an opportunity to go to work for the Kansas Game Department and to be their whitetail deer biologist when the whitetail deer were really first starting to come into prominence up there. And thought about it for a while, ended up going back to them, saying, you know, I really appreciate the opportunity, but I think I'll stay in Texas where we have a lot of big deer. Boy, was that ever a mistake. There's no telling what I could have hunted up there. I'd gone to Kansas way back when.
You've told me that story. I remember a few years ago around the campfire, we was on a hog hunt, and you were telling me about that. Yeah, at the time, I mean, who knew? I guess they knew, the Parks and Wildlife people up there, but it came true. That's a destination for big whitetail hunters all over the country. And I want to wish everybody a happy season, Larry. It's kicking off. I mean, bow season is just weeks away, and then, you know, the rifle season's coming up. It's amazing the more seasons that we've had a chance to enjoy, how quickly they come around. You know, Larry?
It is. And, you know, this is our time of year. I know there's so many folks out there that love the outdoors and love hunting and love the fall and when those first little old cool spells start blowing in, which we've had one or two that kind of not really get down into Texas, but it kind of cool things up a little bit farther north.
Yep.
Man, I got to feel a lot of people's necks are swelling.
it's that time. Larry, I wish we had about 4 more hours. We're out of time, though. Would you get back with us again soon? Let's talk some more hunting.
I'd be honored to.
Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.